Approximately 182,000 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the U.S. this year, and 32,000 will die of the disease. Current treatments include surgery and radiation therapy. Speaking at a presentation in the Medicine for the Public lecture series, Dr. William Dayhut of the National Cancer Institute says there are some new treatments now under investigation that look promising.
Currently, what we're looking at here are a variety of treatment, from improvements in hormonal therapy. We're looking at novel vaccine treatment. We're looking at drugs which block blood vessel growth. And finally, in certain patients, chemotherapy appears to be much more promising than what was once realized even a few years ago.
Dr. Marston Linehan of the National Cancer Institute adds that researchers are also looking at the genes that cause prostate cancer.
It's our feeling and that of many scientists that if we can understand the genes that cause this disease, that might help us not only to develop better methods for early diagnosis, but also for treatment.
This is Calvin Jackson, the National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland.